Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Halloween is right around the corner, but do you know what you're going to do with those pumpkins once it's over? Every year, an influencer and content creator called Temecula Mama does a pumpkin drive to bring awareness to sanctuary animals and to the fact that upcycling pumpkins can reduce waste in landfills and reduce methane emissions. Joining me today is that content creator and influencer, Temecula Mama, Lisa McGuigan, and Jen Sale, founder and executive director of Sale Ranch Animal Sanctuary in Temecula. Thank you for joining me, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Lisa, start by telling us, what made you start this pumpkin drive?
Great question. So I personally am a huge fan of Halloween, pumpkins, all things spooky, and have been for years and years and years. In fact, I start decorating in August and was told this year by my six-year-old that it's just a bit too early, Mom. So as you can imagine, over the course of the season, our pumpkins pile up. And I started thinking about what happens to the pumpkins at the end of the season and felt really guilty about throwing them away. So I did some research. And as a pretty passionate animal lover myself, I knew that there were some local sanctuaries in the area. I actually knew about Jen Sale and Sale Ranch, as well as some others I had been to. And I had seen videos of these wonderful moments with rescued animals devouring pumpkins. And I was just so inspired by it and thought, gosh, what a better use of pumpkins. And how can I share this with others so that we can get more pumpkins to sanctuaries and animals in need, and also highlight the great work that these sanctuaries are doing?
Tell us about your Instagram account, Temecula Mama.
Absolutely. So I started Temecula Mama about 4 years ago when we moved to Temecula from San Diego during COVID. And I am definitely a mom that doesn't like to sit still, likes to be on the move. And I realized that there were so many others that had just moved to the area as well and really didn't know what to do in Temecula. So I started this account. At the time, it was called Temecula Tots. I've since changed it to Temecula Mama. And I just started sharing our adventures, parks, animal sanctuaries, things to do, places to eat, everything kid and family friendly. And as this platform grew, I realized that I had a little bit of a voice that I could now share with others. And animal welfare, animal sanctuaries is a passion of mine. So I've spent a lot of time on the page talking about ways to respectfully interact with animals. And that's how Jen and Sale Ranch came into the picture. And they were one of the first places I visited when I moved to Temecula.
Jen, before we really get into what Sale Ranch is, can you tell us about this issue around pumpkins and their environmental impact?
Yes. Per the USDA, there are nearly 2 billion pounds of pumpkins that are sold for Halloween. But about 48 hours after the holiday, over 80%, the majority of those pumpkins end up in our landfills. And the reason that's not an awesome thing is because when you throw food waste into the landfill, it can't compost and break down as if you were composting at home. There's different nutrients that you need, including oxygen. So what happens when you have 1.5 billion pounds of pumpkins sitting in a landfill, they start rotting and they don't break down like typical food would if you were composting. It breaks down and it creates large amounts of methane, which is much more destructive than carbon dioxide. So 40% of all of our food production in this country is wasted. It ends up in landfills and it sits and it rots and it contributes greatly to the greenhouse gases. So when Halloween comes around, knowing you're going to have over 1.9 billion pounds, almost 2 billion pounds of pumpkins that just go and sit there and rot. It adds to already a methane issue.
Go ahead and tell us about Sail Ranch.
Sail Ranch is a fully self-sustaining farm sanctuary. We rescue individuals discarded by the food industry who are in a medical crisis. And once we provide them the elevated urgent emergency care, we give them forever refuge to live out their natural lifespan because animals poop a lot. Like I wear 20 hats a day, but you know, poop patrol is the greatest hat that I wear. And manure is also flammable, and California is a very high fire area. And so we haul off about half of our manure, but we compost the other half, and we use that compost in our large regenerative gardens where we grow thousands of pounds of organic produce that we feed back to our animal residents every single day. But we also do a monthly donation to our local food pantry to help feed food insecure folks in town, like real nutritiously dense, clean food.
And you grow it all on your property?
All of it, yes.
How did Sail Ranch get started?
Well, January starts our 13th year. So we've been doing this quite a long time. But my husband and I moved out to Temecula when our youngest graduated from high school in the spring of 2011 to simplify our lives. What we didn't know is that God planted us out there for the mission that we'd be doing today. I'm a horse kid. I grew up riding horses. I love horses. They are real life unicorns. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. I grew up riding, and my goal was to rescue a couple of horses, rehab them so that Dave and I could ride. And then the dream was to rescue one or two horses at a time, rehab them, and adopt them out. So we were going to be a very small horse sanctuary until I learned about something called a horse slaughter pipeline, which as a horse kid, I had no idea existed. And we live ship about 100,000 horses every year out of the U.S. into Mexico and Canada for slaughter. And so the first 3 years of Sail Ranch, we were a very small horse sanctuary. And prior to this, I was an acute care nurse. So I think organically, we just started focusing on individuals with medical needs. I'm not a vet. I'm not even a vet tech. But I've spent many years developing relationships with vets who understand what we do and want to be a part of it. That helps us elevate care. And so we were 3 years into our small horse sanctuary, and we had purchased the property that the ranch sits on now, but it was raw land. There was nothing there. And so we dry camped for 10 and a half months while we built Sail Ranch. And that was an adventure. We had nothing. I had water trucked in for the horses that I would hose off at the end of the day. I did dishes with the hose. I sat with a headlamp on my forehead at night. It was a year it snowed. We had like a foot of snow that hung around for a long time. But the day before that snowstorm, I got a phone call from an acquaintance that I had in horse rescue. She had come across something called a dairy dead pile, and it was a pile of newborn goat babies that were discarded by one of the dairies in this particular area. And all of the babies had passed, except there were about a dozen that were still alive, barely alive. And we were one of the calls. This gal went in and grabbed the 12 babies and started calling around for help. And so we got this call. We had been dry camping for 3 months. It was freezing. And our first thought, you know, Dave and I looked at each other and thought, whoa, like what kind of human being throws away a newborn anything, like regardless of species? And then the second thought was, we have no clue about goats. Like, we're horse people. We know nothing about goats. And then we thought, gosh, well, we should try. And so we took two of the babies from the 12 that were polled, and only five survived. And we had two of them, Kid Rock and Clover. And it's Kid and Clo why we grew from the tiny horse sanctuary to the full-fledged farm animal sanctuary that we are. On the garden side, I've had a garden since I was 20. Nothing like on the size of what we're doing now, but I've always felt it was important to know where your food's coming from. And so to be able to take a seed, plant it with a little bit of hope, and get it to where you can harvest, and you know exactly the entire journey of that produce or that food or whatever you're doing, and then you can harvest it and share it with others is amazing. And I think it's really important because of the issues that we have in the food industry. Our current industrialized food industry is broken, terribly broken, and we are sick, bloated, and there's a lot of problems in this country. In fact, we're the most unhealthy country on the planet, even though we're the most advanced. So I think it's really important to know where your food comes from. And so it was just this sort of the gardens grew and the farmed animals kept coming. And so now we are a pretty large organization as far as individuals and our care team and the medical. Sail Ranch is truly elevating safety, healing, and refuge for farmed animals. Our medical team is amazing. We can do surgery on site, post-op care, CAT scans. We have animals with prosthetic legs and wheelchairs, just trying to help them live their best life, however we can do that.
How many residents do you have at the sanctuary right now?
Currently, we're at 96. We are usually around 100. We had some hospice cases over summer. We lost several residents over summer that were in the last season of their life. So one of the really awesome things that Sail Ranch is able to do as well is that we're able to walk beside our residents through each season of their life. So whether it's a baby like Kid Rock and Clover coming to us that are barely alive, pulled out of an unalive pile, to getting them healed and healthy and being a part of their journey and then helping them thrive for their lifetime. And then when they become elderly, continue to be able to not only meet their needs, but exceed their needs. And then when it's time to walk them home into heaven's green pastures, we can do that with dignity, with kindness. And our medical team is amazing. Our caregivers, our vet team, they're why we can do what we do. Our donors, clearly, as a nonprofit, we're 100% donor funded. We're a large organization as far as the education, the outreach, the lives that we save, feeding the community, all of these things. But we're definitely still very much grassroots as far as the donation side. And so this work is difficult and it truly takes a village. So whether it's volunteers coming to scoop poop or attending an event, we're very big on education. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get involved and help.
I'm speaking with Jen Sail, Executive Director and Founder of Sail Ranch Animal Sanctuary in Temecula, and content creator and influencer Temecula Mama Lisa McGuigan, who puts on a pumpkin drive after Halloween each year to donate to sanctuary animals. Lisa, what made you decide to connect with Jen?
I don't think that Jen and I are very far off in age, but when I grow up, I want to be Jen Sail. And I've been saying that for a long time. And so I just have so much respect for the work Jen does and the kindness she leads with and how much effort and compassion she puts out into the world each and every day. And I've actually been, courting Jen for quite some time to participate in the pumpkin drive. But since she is 100% self-sustainable, she didn't really have a need for our pumpkins. And so it didn't necessarily make sense initially for her to team up with us. So she was wonderful in giving us advice and referring us to sanctuaries that would have a need for the pumpkins. I asked her again this year and just said, I need you. This can be bigger. I need your voice. I need your wisdom. I need your contacts. I need to know everything that you know so that we can reach further and spread this love and goodness even farther than we have before.
So how can people drop off their pumpkins?
That's a great question. There are a lot of ways, and that is something that I'm most excited about this year. So traditionally, I've had a few park drop-offs, and it was just me at the park with moms dropping off pumpkins while their kids were at school. And I realized that while that was lovely and it was wonderful to talk to children and their parents about why we were doing what we were doing and really what these pumpkins meant to the sanctuaries and to the animals, it just wasn't enough. There were more pumpkins and more people wanting to donate than I could realistically cover on my own. So this year, in addition to recruiting Jen, I have several businesses in San Diego and in the Inland Empire that are participating and serving as drop-off locations. I'll just name them off for you. We have AR Workshop in Temecula, a wonderful kind of craft store that's really cute and lovely and always has incredible seasonal decor and gifts and just great little items to purchase. We have The Plot a vegan restaurant that's very good in Oceanside, and coincidentally a friend of Jen's, so that just worked out beautifully. We have San Diego Children's Discovery Museum in Escondido, which is a wonderful place for children to learn and grow, and a place that I took my young children to before we moved from Escondido to Temecula. We also have the Grocery Outlet in Murrieta. They're a wonderful family-owned business, and they are also donating their pumpkins at the end of the season to us. So we are just so fortunate and so grateful for the businesses that are willing to step up and really use their space as a way for us to collect and give back. And we can do so much more together than any one of us can do on our own. And this year's Pumpkin Drive is a really good example of a community coming together for the good and better of something that's so much more than all of us and much more than I can describe, though Jen did a great job telling you about why this is so important.
And what sanctuaries beyond Sail Ranch will benefit from this pumpkin drive?
We actually have several that are participating, from the Open Barn, which is a small sanctuary down in the Ramona area. All Things Hoofed, right here in Riverside, who is amazing. Their founder is lovely. She works hard and she takes amazing care of her animal residents. There are so many. Ashley Shore, the Shore Sanctuary. I think, are they in Ramona?
They are in deep, deep San Diego. I can't remember the name of the city, but they're in San Diego very far.
So the Shore Sanctuary, she has some potbelly pigs. She specializes in birds for medical needs. Like, they're amazing. Second Street Hooligans in Norco. Life After Labs, that is in Lake Elsinore. It's called New Life Animal Sanctuary, Second Street Hooligans. And there's many more that, depending upon how many folks donate their uncarved, unpainted pumpkins, there are a lot of small animal sanctuaries in just about every city. So I'm sure, like, wherever your listeners are tuning in from, there's probably a sanctuary not far from them that could not only benefit from receiving these beautiful pumpkins, which are high fiber, full of vitamin A and C, they even have cobalt, which is very important for neuro health. And they're lovely for animals. They're good for people too, but they're great for animals to consume. It's a lovely treat, but also provides enrichment for them, gives them something to do.
And individuals and businesses can donate, right?
Absolutely. Actually, one of our drop-off locations, Murrieta Grocery Outlet, has agreed to donate all of their leftover pumpkins at the end of the season for the drive. And locally, Peltzer Pumpkin Patch, as well as Pumpkin Land in Temecula, are also donating their pumpkins to us. So we are incredibly fortunate that our community really understands the importance of this event and is stepping up.
And if a business wanted to open themselves up as a drop-off location, how could they reach you?
Oh, I would love that. They can reach me at lisa@temeculamama.com.
And Jen, how else can people support Sail Ranch and other local sanctuaries?
Thank you for asking that. Sail Ranch, we only work by fully donations. We don't get any large grants. We're not a large organization, so we don't get a ton of funding that way. Most of our donors are like the $5, $10 a month price point. But also helping hands, like coming to scoop poop with us, attending an event. We're on social media, interacting on our post, following us. We share every single day videos and pictures. It's very educational, but it's also super silly and fun at times as well. And so just helping to spread the word. And I think that would go for any sanctuary. I mean, any nonprofit is in the same boat, right? We need donations to run. We need help from our community on the chore side of things and getting the word out about our life-changing work. And so, you know, we live in such an amazing area. Like, the need to help animals is huge. Like, it's just unending, right? And I think dogs and cats have a lot more resources than farmed animals. Farmed animals, we're really disconnected from where our food comes from. And so the resources really are not there. When you have organizations like Sail Ranch, who says, not only will we take your farmed animal that is actively dying, that is critically sick and is going to need thousands in medical care, we have to be able to cover that. And so we're not the only people that are trying to be a beneficial presence in the lives of those who are in need. And so thankfully, we live in such a beautiful area that there's a lot of people doing beautiful things. And so, you know, if you are an animal lover and you've got some extra time and maybe you can't give financially, but you can give your hands or You can't do either of that. You don't have the time. Lift them up. Keep them in your love and light. Send them well wishes. This work is difficult. But again, our area, there's so many beautiful people that I'm sure in like almost every city, there's an opportunity to find a sanctuary that's close to you that you could get involved with and make a difference. It all matters. Like no matter how you help, like if it's a dollar or it's coming out and helping for a few hours, like it all makes a difference.
From a family perspective, since that's primarily who I'm speaking to, I think one thing that's often overlooked is just to make more compassionate choices when you're teaching your children about animals. Skip the petting zoos, choose sanctuary, teach kindness. Not everybody has to become a vegan, but understanding where your food comes from, what choices you're making at the market, and really just living a life that's kind and compassionate is, for me, the most important thing I'm trying to teach my children and something that I share a lot with my audience. So in addition to going to Sail Ranch and their events and open farm days and seeing the animals and hearing their stories, really just educating yourself and your families.
Education is huge.
I definitely agree with that, that a trip to Sail Ranch will change your life. Lisa, is there a place where people can go to get a list of the drop-off locations for pumpkins?
Definitely. So I have it on my Instagram, which is at Temecula Mama, and Jen has it on her Instagram and her website. Jen's got a lot more marketing touch points than I do, so you can absolutely check out her website for some of that information or my Instagram page. And my email again is lisa@temeculamama.com if anyone wants to get involved.
And again, you're looking for unpainted, uncarved pumpkins.
That is a great point. Thank you for mentioning that. Absolutely. So unfortunately, while it's very cute and fun to carve a pumpkin, those get moldy so quickly and can become quite dangerous for animals. So we opt for pumpkins that are
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Carved. Painted does kind of depend on the sanctuary. Some paints are washable and I can wash off the paint. It very much depends what they use. As a general rule, it is best if they're uncarved, unpainted, kind of unaltered. But yeah.
We don't take painted pumpkins. Okay. I'm not sure if anybody else would. It's hard to know what is toxic, not toxic. It's always easier to be proactive than reactive. And we wouldn't want to do something that is a kind gesture and have an animal get sick. And so we just unpainted, uncarved.
And how can people reach out to either one of you?
You can reach us at Sail Ranch via our website at sailranch.org or info@sailranch.org if you want to drop us an email. Also, social media. Again, we're all over social media. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You can find us on there, Sail Ranch Animal Sanctuary. So many ways you can get a hold of us.
And for me, I would say the best way is through Instagram, which is just at Temecula Mama, or again, my email address, which is lisa@temeculamama.com.
I've been speaking with Jen Sale, founder and executive director of Sail Ranch Animal Sanctuary in Temecula, and content creator and influencer Temecula Mama, Lisa McGuigan, who is putting on a pumpkin drive to help animal sanctuaries like Sail Ranch. Is there anything else you want us to know?
I think for me, the best thing that I can share is to just think compassionately and kindly when you enter the season. There's a lot of animal experiences that are happening right now at pumpkin patches with petting zoos and lots of sort of interesting things that we see in our area. And so I just want to remind everybody to think about those choices and what you're teaching your children and save your pumpkins for us. Don't throw any pumpkins away. And if you want to buy them, great, but make sure you donate them to either us or a sanctuary that will use them as a nutritious and delicious treat for the animals.
Yeah. I mean, think about 2 billion pounds of pumpkins. Like, that is a lot of pumpkins, right? Mm-hmm. So if we can keep them out of the landfills, we can compost them. You can cook with them. Like, they're good for everybody. But, you know, if you can donate them to a farmed animal sanctuary and have those rescued animals enjoy them, that is going to make your heart smile in such a big way. Like, what a beautiful thing to be able to reduce the waste and yet help another. And it's fun. Like, watching them devour a pumpkin is lovely. It's pure joy.
And you can see a lot of those videos on both of our pages. Yes, you'll see that all sure. throughout October.
Yes. Into November, too. Like, it goes on and on. And we're grateful for it. You know, every sanctuary would be grateful to have pumpkins for their animal residents.
And there's something about that crunch. So turn that volume on to hear that sweet crunch when they take that first bite.
Yes, 100%.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for working to make this a more kind and compassionate world. And happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.